Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota announced that Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has agreed to bring back the prevented planting buy-up option, which the USDA's Risk Management Agency had planned to eliminate starting with the 2027 crop year. This coverage pays producers when weather or other covered problems keep them from planting insured crops on time, and it has been used across more than 67 million acres nationwide, including 10 million acres in North Dakota. An NDSU analysis warned that without this option, farmers trying to replace the lost protection would face premium increases as high as 1,429%, or about $25 per acre, and those already at the maximum 85% coverage level could not make up the difference at all. For corn and soybean growers who know how often spring rains can drown out planting plans, this reversal restores an important safety net that could mean the difference between a bad year and a ruined one. Hoeven, R. North Dakota, in a statement Tuesday, July 21, said Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins agreed during a meeting with the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Committee, which Hoeven chairs, to restore the buy-up option, which the USDA's Risk Management Agency eliminated in November 2025 to begin with the 2027 crop year. Prevented planting coverage provides producers payments when weather or other covered causes prevent the timely planting of an insured crop. North Dakota State University Agricultural Risk Policy Center, in a December publication, explained that in addition to base prevented planting coverage, producers historically could elect a buy-up option that increased the share of pre-planting costs covered in the event of a prevented planting claim. Prior to 2018, producers could buy a 10% option, but that was reduced to 5%. North Dakota from 2010 to 2024 was the state with the highest indemnities, the publication said, followed by South Dakota. Minnesota Department of Ag seeks input on socioeconomic impacts of large dairies 5D ago heavier cattle. More markets. Argentine ranchers target beef exports 5D ago USDA expands crop insurance options for forage producers starting in 2027 crop year Joel 9 given the challenges facing farm country. We worked very hard to restore this prevented plant buy-up option to provide our producers with an additional layer of protection when disaster prevents them from planting their fields, said Hoeven in a statement. We worked closely with Secretary Rollins and Undersecretary Richard Fordyce on this issue, and very much appreciate their efforts to restore this option for our producers. This is an important tool that has been utilized by producers to cover more than 67 million acres across the nation, including 10 million in North Dakota. A white paper from the NDSU Agricultural Risk Policy Center indicated that many farmers would not have been able to increase their crop insurance coverage enough to make up for the loss of the 5% buy-up for prevented planting. Our analysis shows that if producers want to replace the lost prevented planting protection through higher overall coverage, they will face insurance premium increases of 1,429%, or roughly $25 per acre annually, the paper said. Even with these higher costs, producers who already have the maximum allowed coverage level, 85%, cannot increase their coverage further, meaning they will automatically lose prevented planting protection with no alternative way to restore it within the federal insurance program.